God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. We live in an imperfect world, and because we do, there is a constant effort to edit or improve things that are not perfect. So you go to school and you turn a paper into your teacher and she gives it back to you with all kinds of red ink. And then you grow up and perhaps you write something else. And it may not be graded, but when it's edited, it is improved. And it's improved generally with a lot of, again, red ink. And so it's very easy for such people in such a world to come to the Word of God or to the Son of God and think that in some way we can improve what God has given. Revelation 22 reminds us that there's no need to improve the Word of God or the work of Christ. God's Son and God's revelation of Him are both completely sufficient. In Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19, the Bible says basically, gives basically a warning. If any man shall add unto these things, later it says, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God's judgment is upon such a person. You see, God's Son and God's revelation of Him are completely sufficient. God, His Son, is completely sufficient. There's nothing you can do to add, improve, or edit Him into a better position. Jesus is sufficient, first of all, to provide heaven. If you read the first seven verses of Revelation 22, there's this wonderful description. And some of the description of heaven is a description that really is in the purview of artists and creatives. You read about the water of life and the tree of life, and I'm instantly reminded of flannel graph and flashcards of when I was a kid of what heaven might look like, and it's hard to imagine. I'm impressed by a third time, at least in this book, how many times the Bible gives us a description of heaven primarily based upon what will not be there. Revelation 22:3 says, and there shall be no more curse. Verse 5, and there shall be no more night there. There will be no need of the sun, because the Bible says, the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. All that is made possible because of the work of Christ, and it's revealed to us by the Word of God. So Jesus is sufficient to provide heaven. Jesus is sufficient to fulfill God's plan and our need. Verse 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Jesus has given us what we need to know. God has given us what we need to know. Do we know everything about heaven, about the future, about eternity? No. Do we need to know more? We know everything we need to know, and Jesus is completely sufficient. He is, as He said, the root of the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He is everything God prophesied He would be and everything we need Him to be. He is sufficient. You can't add to Him. We ought not take away from Him. And then finally, Jesus is completely sufficient to give grace right now. Verse 20 says, He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. John replies, Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. It is finished. The Son God sent, the work Christ did, the revelation God has given us of these things is sufficient. And it's sufficient to give us grace right now. Verse 21 says, The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. This book, and in fact, God's Word, end with an affirmation. It ends with an affirmation of who Jesus is. It ends with an affirmation of what that means for us and what we can know about it. There are a lot of things you can improve in life, but you cannot improve the Word of God or the work of Christ, and you can rest in both today.